going now with you once again.
Yes. I don't think we expected you tonight, but we're very pleased you've come.
Wonderful. That is why I have come. I could feel my dear friends, some of your disappointment at my words last time. But as you know, there is always a purpose for these things.
Yes.
And you have accepted most gracefully that there is much to be achieved on a personal level for each of you.
Yes.
Therefore, my dear friends, I am here to say that although I am withdrawing, it will be few and far between misses until you become much more acquainted with my absence. So, as always, we will take it slowly.
That's very kind of you.
Yes. I was happy to listen to our dear gentleman friends about your scientists and their discovery of what we know already. And also, I would wish to say that there are many advances made with discoveries in the line of medicine from the waters of your planet. I am sure that you would be aware of this already happening. Yes. There is much more to come. Not only in the field of medicine, but in the production of energy. There is much to be achieved. So, I forewarn you of these coming advances. But of course, you already know.
Certainly there is much thought going into energy sources.
Yes. I did advise you some time ago about this step. And there is much for them to discover. Yes.
It's nice to know that that is going ahead steadily.
Yes. We are focusing at this particular time to help those men of education to realize that all does not come from books, but that nature has provided amply for them. if they would but listen to that quiet voice which guides and helps them.
You talk about energy. I was reading, and it may not have been your words, but I have a feeling it was your words, where you said you were afraid for our, or whoever it was said they were afraid for our planet, and that the nuclear energy wasn't good. But you have said to us since that nuclear energy is okay, but we're using it incorrectly.
It should have been used for better purposes.
Yes.
But also, that is being utilized once more into the correct channel of use. Yes, we have discussed that previously.
Yes.
Yes. There is much still in your world that is uncharted. Uncharted territory that mankind can make full use of. And this he must do, because the supplies that are now being used in your world are gradually becoming depleted.
Yes.
Therefore, man now has to look farther than he has done thus far.
Yes, we're very much a mixture where the nuclear issue is concerned.
Yes.
I think I would be right in saying that industrial use of nuclear material for energy production is acceptable, at least to a degree, while, yes, I'm afraid we're very slow to rid our planet of nuclear weapons. There have been treaties and signatories to declarations, but we're slow to put those things to one side, which is
yes,
sad for us to observe here.
I feel, my dear friend, that each nation in your world is cautious, because they realize the devastation that nuclear energy can bring.
Yes.
So there lies with each nation an innate fear that although they may use this energy for good, that others will use it unwisely. So there is always a situation where there is so much fear.
Yes, it seems to be an uncomfortable balance at the moment.
Yes.
And fear is certainly a part of it.
Yes, we have to influence in order that this fear can be dissipated. Yes. But remember also that a form of nuclear energy is useful again within the field of medicine.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. So, always remember, my dear friends, good and bad belong together, as in all things, light and darkness in all things.
Simon, going back to what we discussed last week about our going within, can you suggest some ways to us as a group of a spiritual mind type of exercises that we can... What I'm asking is, really, everybody's meditation is obviously different.
Yes.
But can you suggest, while we sit here for the rest of the evening, an exercise for us to concentrate on that will enable us to see that spirit within?
You have only but to ask each individual one of you to be allowed to see at that moment what is necessary for you. There is not one exercise that is suitable for you all. Only in the fact that you come together as one, and the energy that builds from you is as one. But you are all different in how you are evolving.
Before you came through tonight, I was actually asking if I could look within.
Yes.
So I was obviously doing the right thing.
Yes.
The right thing.
Just ask that you be shown what is necessary for you. And always remember to stay in the moment. Sometimes you humankind are apt to want to move forward too quickly. Take your time. Allow the bond with us to take place naturally. And you will be surprised at what you can achieve.
Right. That's really helpful. Mm. Now, you've told us so many times about controlling our thoughts. And,
yes.
And that's what you mean by staying in the moment.
Yes, you must be in the moment. You must have that love bond. And allow the spirit to be free. In order that greater communication can take place.
So I think we are generally aware that the whole planet is moving forward, and I think this process is being stepped up by a number of measures. You told us some time ago about the etheric change around the Earth.
Yes.
And we've talked about soul input from different sources.
Yes.
To aid the process. Graham asked me to ask a question of you concerning this and relating to the year 2012. There have been a number of prophecies concerning a change in the planet at that time. My own feeling is that there is a connection to ancient Mayan prophecy which links to their calendar, and in their calendar the fourth great cycle of existence ends in December 2012, and what they have termed the fifth great cycle of existence begins then. concerning big changes in the planet in the year 2012. Is there anything you can say about that?
Yes. Firstly, let me say that changes do not take place at any one particular time. What is happening, and remember what I have told you, that energy is never static. It is ever changing. It has to evolve. It has to move forward. What is happening in your world is, of course, many changes that involve those in my world and those in your world. And remember, there is always an etheric counterpart of the Earth planet taking place. What is happening in the year you call 2012 is an accumulation of those changes which have taken many, many hundreds of your years to evolve. But by that year of your time, there will be a wave of understanding. That is the great change.
Oh, so
it is an understanding. That concerns, will take place.
It concerns the consciousness
yes.
of the planet.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes. Now that does make it all become very clear. Yes.
Yes, well, that's interesting, because Sarah was talking to me about it as well.
Yes. It is a realization. But always do. You must remember that the consciousness of mankind can alter these, what you term, predictions. So always keep that to the fore of your thinking.
Yes. We also have the, I think it's a very general feeling, certainly in the group here, that the current material system of things on our planet has to come to some quite big change.
Yes.
It can't continue in its present direction and by about that time, I have a feeling that there should be a realization about this.
Yes. Those changes, as I have said, have gradually been taking place. But that is why, my dear friends, it is most important that in your daily lives, you be truthful. You live the life that you know you must, and be an example of good living to all people, in order for that wave of knowledge to grow. You understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. But that is why there is this excitement about this 1 year. But I would say there are many, many more exciting dates in your calendar.
Yes. Well, thank you. I'm sure Graham will be very pleased with your clarification of that.
Yes. Thank you for your question.
I just wanted to say, Sanuette, I think I jumped in a bit too quickly earlier on, and I remember where those words came from, and it was the radio was on, I think it was 1974, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, in the Hannington area, over the radio came a voice from wherever it came from, giving these words over, and the BBC couldn't stop that interference because it was from a wave that they didn't understand.
Yes. Yes, we have spoken of this previously.
Yes, I think that was perhaps before my time, that one, but I just happened to read through that transcript the other day. Yes, thank you. Anyway, I apologise for.
No, at all. No. Now, my dear friends, I will take my leave at this time. I have been happy to come just to clarify that there will not be long periods of my disappearance.
I'm delighted to receive you and delighted to have that message from you.
Yes, but of course I will inform you if I will not be with you on the following meeting in order that you can, if you so desire, choose to develop in some particular way. And remember, my dear friends, that we are always here and are always glad to hear what your desires and wishes might be. And of course, we will help in any way with your individual development. And with those words, I take my leave, and as always, I cloak you in that spiritual light and love, which I hope will sustain you until we meet next time.
Thank you very much.